Education is the key to eradicating world poverty. 3,000 is the number to celebrate for Compassion International, and another people group can now read God's Word. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. October 17th traditionally marks the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon talked about the challenges of helping the billion people trapped in poverty. Worldwide Christian Schools President Scott Vanderkoy notes,
"From our perspective, poverty is often a mindset that transfers from one generation to the other, and changing this mindset is really difficult."
Vanderkoy also says they're a part of the solution. Education helps break the cycle of poverty.
"I think it's important for people to support education that renews hope for people of poverty through a teacher letting a child know that they can be something different than their parents were."
They also address spiritual poverty by introducing kids to the gospel. It's the first step in sustained community transformation.
"That alone gives a child tremendous hope for tomorrow, so they're not bound by the past, but because there's a God that truly loves them and sent his son to die for them, boy, that gives you a whole new worldview."
Next, imagine only being allowed to have one Bible in your house. In Uzbekistan, ranked 7th on the World Watch list of persecution against Christians, a household that has more than one Bible can face jail time. That one Bible can only be written in Russian, which is not the primary language of the younger generation. Christian Aid Mission sees the need for churches and is working to get the gospel to every generation. Pray for the Christians in Uzbekistan that they'll thrive despite persecution. This is Mission Network News. Can you imagine getting a call saying that your friend and coworker had just been killed?
At first, it was just disbelief, like this can't really be happening. But then the call started getting followed by more calls, and it was obvious that it actually was true.
In a follow-up to yesterday's story, Wycliffe Bible Translators VP Forrest W. Flanagan was struck by a car while riding his bike Sunday. Wycliffe's Russ Hirschman shares memories of his coworker.
"He just loved his three boys and cherished his wife, Kristen. You could not have a conversation with Forrest without talking about family."
Flanagan's love for God's Word drew him to Wycliffe, where he served for over 20 years.
"A lot of people thought of Forrest as kind of a numbers finance guy, but he was so much more."
Hirschman says Flanagan's family is still trying to process this unexpected loss. Ask the Lord to comfort each one.
"Their faith is so secure, but their lives have been rocked."
Meanwhile, Compassion International is celebrating a big gain in the fight against poverty. Compassion's Greg Muger says the ministry registered its 3,000th leadership development student, a young man from India.
100% of kids that are in that program are graduating, which is amazing considering on average only 55% of Americans that start school finish.
Each year, about 1,000 sponsored kids receive Christian leadership training, a university education, and mentoring.
All that training is used to impact their own nations in the name of Christ and to release others from poverty.
Ask God to protect emerging leaders.
In the fight against poverty, the enemy is attacking 24/7. The last thing that he wants is for ethical, capable leaders to end the cycle of poverty that is undermining their nation.
Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. And after 14 years, the Dao people of Timor, Indonesia, are rejoicing. They now have copies of the New Testament. The seed company's hoping this will deepen their walk with the Lord. For the past 300 years, they've been hearing the Bible orally. Having the scriptures at home will help bring the Dao closer to each other and the Lord. Pray for their relationship with Christ. Ask God to open the hearts of the unsaved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Jesus. As you support Mission Network News with a gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions, Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, or click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.